guys, welcome to Out of Necessity Podcast. It's Jade here, and it's Wednesday night, like almost 10 p.m., and I just finished watching Riverdale, and I am so excited to share the first two episodes with you, as well as a little update on the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer. I'm going to talk about the FAFSA for a little bit for people who are in senior year like me, and then I'm gonna end with a textrovert update. So I'm excited, and let's just get right into it. Okay, so first off, with the Star Wars Last Jedi trailer, it released a bit ago now, and about a week and a half. So I'm actually kind of late. Well, I'm not late, but like telling you guys, I'm sorry. But just so you guys know, the Zisu and I, my dad and I, we recorded a live reaction mini pod right after we watched the trailer, and you can actually hear the trailer on there, so that's pretty cool, and you can, like, go and watch it and stuff and kind of memorize it like we're trying to do right now. It's really funny, because we scream at the TV a few times, and you get to hear new footage, you get to hear new quotes and everything, so that's super exciting. And so, yeah, you guys should check that out. It's under Out of Necessity for the Madness podcast, so, yeah. Oh, and for your guys' information, Porgs, the little birdie guys, Mom, hopefully you're listening to this, because I know you like to listen to my pod. I am calling you out. You are an anti-porg person. Porg hater. That's no go. You're going to make t-shirts? I'm going to make t-shirts too. Pro-porg, Mommy. Pro-porg, guys. Get on me side. I love you. Okay. Now, on to Riverdale. Oh my god, I've been waiting like months for this. Been waiting since like last year. Oh, my friends and I have been like talking about it and like been getting excited. So it's here. The second episode just premiered tonight. I meant to record last week, but I was like, I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm finally here, and I'm gonna talk about the first episode of the second season and second episode. So if you guys haven't seen any of Riverdale, or you don't like spoilers or anything like that, I'm warning you now. I'm going to talk about it. There you go. So, the first episode of the second season is titled A Kiss Before Dying. And I actually thought that was a really cool name for it because, halfway through the episode, you see, the character Cheryl. She, kisses Frank kind of back to life. It's almost symbolic, which I like. I like finding symbols, you know, even in TV shows somehow, because I like English and stuff like that. Symbolism. So, yeah, A Kiss Before Dying. And then, Cheryl says something like, oh, I'm giving him the kiss of life. And, you know, he comes back, and he's okay. I mean, it'd be weird if they killed his character off, considering, you know, he's Archie's dad and everything, so. But I thought it was really interesting how, throughout the episode, like, there's, like, three different visions throughout the episode that you see, from Frank's point of view. And they're, like, how Archie and everyone around him would move on if he, like, passed on. And so that was, like, I think that was, like, the show's way of, like, seeing how, setting the tone of, like, getting darker and everything. Because in the interviews and everything, it was stated that it was going to be, like, a darker season and, like, more things were going to happen. So that was definitely kind of not necessarily scary to watch, because Riverdale isn't necessarily a scary show, but kind of like tensions were kind of high, you know. And let's see, that I kind of like jumped in all around the episode, so kind of going back, the episode opens up with like a recap of what happened in season one with Archie's dad getting shot, and you kind of don't know what's going to happen from there. And so, yeah, I give you basically, you know what happens, since I just told you. He's okay, you know, he's in the hospital and everything, and everyone's super worried, especially Archie, obviously. But, yeah, he comes back, and he's okay. Some things that I really liked in the episode was, it kind of always happens. It's kind of like their thing. that you don't see a lot in the comics was Betty and Veronica being super supportive of each other, especially since Hiram, Veronica's dad, came back, and that was like, oh, he's here, like, what are we gonna do? It's more drama, yay. So, yeah, I really liked how Betty was super supportive of Veronica and trying to help her out with her dad and everything. It's like best friend goals right there, you know? And, oh my god, the ship. Oh, Jughead and Betty, they're so cute, especially in the second episode. But yeah, in the first episode, you see that Jughead drives a motorcycle, and so that's like a cool new development, because like, the first season, I automatically assumed like they walked everywhere, and it was kind of boring. Like, how did they get to that one place when it's like halfway across town? Like, did you really get there in like 10 minutes? I don't know. Riverdale must be pretty small, but you know, small town vibes. So yeah, I thought it was cool, you know, adding to Jughead's, like, serpent kind of, not really bad boy type vibe, but, like, his own thing, like, the motorcycle, like, it gets to be, like, a part of him, in a way, and I thought that was cool. And also how he's living in FB's trailer now, and so that's, like, him being closer to his dad, and that was so sad, since his dad's in jail now, and, oh, poor FB. And yeah, so Betty and Jughead, they continue to be detectives, which is one of the best things about their relationship, besides being super supportive of each other and, you know, actually like communicating. That's like one of the first things that I like noticed about their relationship versus like other TV shows. It's like you kind of like keep secrets, and while they do sometimes keep secrets from each other, they eventually like tell them and like explain why. So it's like, communication is key. I love it. I said that. Oh yeah. I'm just checking my notes, because like, obviously my notes while I was like watching the show, because I was like super excited to share with you guys. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's actually all of episode one that I want to talk about. Frank's okay. Hiram is back. Betty and Jughead. Yeah. And Pops. Oh, man. Yeah, so moving on to the second episode, which is called Nighthawks. Oh, it's like, I was super excited when I saw the preview from last week for this week's episode, because it showed Pops, and like, that's like my favorite thing, besides Betty and Jughead, about Riverdale, is like Pops, because I have special memories with my kind of own version of Pops here where I live. It's called Fresh Freeze, and it's like, it's one of those like local like diner places that you have some great memories with, and I was like, I want to go there like now all the time, because it's like, it's retro too and everything. Like, they have like cool like little vintage cars and everything, and a cool sign, and just, I love it. And I always used to like, I still do, but like not as much. I used to get like ice, like special ice cream cones and like grilled cheese sandwiches. Remember that? Yeah, you remember that. I'm talking to Dad. Yeah, that was super nice. And yeah, so the second episode is all about saving Pops as well as FP, since he is in danger of getting a super long prison sentence. Poor FP and Jughead. Jughead? Oh my god, Cole Sprouse is such a good actor, from his Disney days to like now. Whew, like big improvement. Like, obviously being a child actor definitely helped him, but oh man, like he was like, he like cried, like almost like there weren't exactly like tears per se, but you could like see like the almost crying, and that was like, the acting got me. Oh, you like, you felt his pain. Another thing about this episode that I really liked was in the beginning, kind of like throughout too, you see Archie and Jughead, and then Betty and Veronica team up together to help each other out, and man, this is such a supportive show. I love it. And how Archie wants to help Jughead, and Betty wants to help Veronica, and Veronica wants to help Betty with getting Pops back and everything. So that's cool. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. okay, one thing that I was wondering about that's pretty, like, I mean, it's not that relevant, but Jingle Jangle? Like, I wanted to look this up beforehand, but I was just super excited to share. Jingle Jangle. Okay, so I'm assuming it's a type of drug, because, like, he, like, Reggie, when he talks to Archie, like, mentions all the other drugs, and I'm like, what the heck is that? Is that, like, candy? No, it's not. I mean, obviously it's a drug, but that was a really weird name for it. Like, street names. Anyway, moving on. After FP's sentence, a trial gets kind of situated that with the help of Cheryl, surprisingly, due to a little manipulation by Betty and Jughead also trying to help his dad out. Man, Betty was so bad in this episode. She was like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to save Pops and my boyfriend's dad, and that's just how it's gonna go, and it's gonna go my way. And I was like, you go, girl. I love you. She's my favorite character, so I wanna be like her. Like, yes, high ponytail. And so yeah, after FP's trial kinda gets situated, they're all at Pops and everything, including Betty's mom, whose name I'm sadly forgetting at the moment, but quick thing, if you guys know the show Twin Peaks, she was actually on that too. She was that, wasn't she on the original? Yeah, she's on the original Twin Peaks, and she's also on the return. And Riverdale definitely has a definite Twin Peaks vibe to it, which is really cool. So I'm not, Twin Peaks is really different from Riverdale, but it definitely has inspiration for Riverdale. So if you guys actually like Riverdale, maybe check out that. It's really weird though, so. Awesome thing. Oh my god, this was a really fun part of the episode. I always like when the Pussycats perform. They performed Milkshake by Nick
Police.
Kelis. Yeah, that's her name. And obviously, you know, Pops Milkshakes, that's a huge part of the diner, so that was really cute and everything. Cheryl like had to like jump in there to be a pussycat, and she has a really nice tone. Like, props to her. And oh man, going back to Jughead, I'm just gonna keep saying this because I know eventually something has to happen, but I do not feel good about Jughead. Like, Betty and him right now are amazing, and like the core four, like he's a part of the core four and everything, but I just feel like something's gonna happen because like he made the deal with the Bad Serpent, and just FP's dad called him and like warned him and everything, and just I don't know what's gonna happen, guys. I'm so worried because like okay, obviously, if you guys didn't know this, being a narrator, Jughead is a narrator of Riverdale, that automatically means he can't die. But still, like, I'm just afraid he's gonna get separated somehow, and they're not gonna be together. Like, not just Betty and Jughead, but like Archie and Jughead are such good friends, and you know, like Veronica and Jughead bonded this episode about their dads and everything. It's like, I'm so worried. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Okay, just to get this kind of out of the way, I know a lot of people didn't like her in the first season, and they were glad to see her go. But I don't know. I can't. Yeah, I feel bad for Miss Grundy, and her death was sucky because you know murder is not good, obviously. But, you know, I looked on Tumblr and everything and all the social medias, and they were like, yes, she's finally gone. And I'm like, she was gone after she left. This is just like another thing to add to Archie's drama. So I'm not saying like, I'm definitely not on the side of like, oh, I'm glad she's dead. But it's like, it's interesting, you know, because like Archie has a past with her that he's obviously, has this theory in his head that, you know, there is the person who shot Frank did kill Miss Grundy with the bow that he gave her. And, you know, like they called it a crime of passion. So maybe someone's going after Archie, Archie's loved ones. I don't know. That's one of the things, obviously, this season revolves around, and we'll get to see more as time goes on. But yeah, I don't know. I kind of feel bad for Miss Grundy, so. And oh yeah, the whole crime of passion quote. is from Betty's mom. Yeah, her part was very minimal in the second episode, but when you did see her, she was just like full on detective. Like, Betty definitely gets that from her, because she was able to go to the coroner and find out what happened to Miss Grundy. You know, she kind of paid him off and everything, like under the table type thing. But that was really cool of her to do, to help out Betty and FP and Jughead and everything. And then later on, when you see her in Pops, she's like taking photos of like these drug deals and the serpents coming in, and she's like, "I'm getting my evidence in." So she's got total sass and evidence going on. I don't know. We'll see what happens with her. Probably gonna use it. She like told Betty and everything, and she's like, "Mom, stop." So, Hiram. I knew he wasn't good. I knew he wasn't gonna be good coming back, especially for Veronica. He is not helping. Like, Penelope, I believe that's Veronica's mom's name. She's trapped in that relationship. Like, she like said that, "Oh yeah, it was my letter. I wrote that to myself so we could help your dad's case." That was a lie. Hiram like thanked her, like, "Oh man, I definitely would have got my daughter back if I told her I actually wrote you the letter." Like, what lies? It's such a bad family. I hope V gets out of that. Like, ugh. It was not good. And then Hiram goes and like buys Pops and tells I think Tate is his actual name, the owner of Pops, the awesome kind guy that owns the diner, that he can like stay on as like manager or whatever, but technically Hiram owns it, so he has like all the cards now, and he's like stacking them up, and I'm like, "I can control my daughter, so I can control anything." And I'm like, "Stop it. You're not helping." Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, so beside, I mean, obviously all the drama and everything, there was a win with FP's case. And actually, you know, technically saving the diner. But yeah, I think Jughead something like said like it was a rare win. And I was like, I guess we gotta take what we can get, you know? So yeah, I love this show. I actually don't know anyone at my school that watches it, which is pretty weird considering how many people I know in Germany watch it. I gotta Snapchat them and talk about it. So yeah, next week is the episode. What was in the preview? Oh man, I can't remember. Oh well, I guess we'll see what happens next week when it happens. Anyway, some other Riverdale notes. If you guys didn't know, the clothing store Hot Topic, which I love so much, it's the perfect teen shop. It has Riverdale merchandise. And that's where I get my pins from. I collect pins and everything. That's where I got my Riverdale pins from. And as well, they also have clothing like the Rixen, like the Vixens, the shirt that the cheerleaders have. And I'm like, I need it. It's so cute. And they wear it sometimes throughout the episodes. And I'm like, I want to wear it too. And they also have Jughead's crown beanie, which I absolutely need because that thing is amazing. And I flashback to the first season when he said, I never take this hat off. I'm a weirdo. That's totally weird. That's so cute. I love him. Yeah, so I need the beanie. I need the shirt. They also have the South Side Serpents patch that you can actually iron on to a jacket. And I'm contemplating getting that too, since that's pretty dope. Like, I could be a serpent, maybe, you know, get in that snake world. No, I don't know, maybe. So yeah, there's lots of Riverdale merchandise. Check online or your store if you have one near you. It's super cool. And oh yeah, a few actor announcements. Reggie, who you saw, showed up in this episode. He last season he was played by Ross Butler. But now they had to change it to Charles Melton, because Ross Butler, he plays in 13 Reasons Why, and he had to switch scheduling conflicts, and so they had to hire a new actor to play Reggie. So yeah, now that guy is playing Reggie, and, you know, so far he seems okay. I mean, Reggie's not that hard of a character to play, so, yeah. And big news, which I luckily saw on Facebook, Betty has a long-lost brother. So, we got, Elizabeth Cooper, Polly Cooper, and Chick Cooper. I think that's why I'm saying it right, Chick, Cooper. And he's played by Hart Denton, who hasn't been, in much, but there's another Cooper coming, and oh my god, I'm so excited, because, like, that's obviously another plot that's gonna open up, and, there's not much known about him. He's gonna show up in, mid-season, apparently, possibly, and, it's pretty mysterious, don't know much. All that we know about him, basically, is that he grew up in a foster system. I mean, obviously, he didn't grow up with the Coopers, so. Something happened with Betty's mom that we gotta find out, so. That's super exciting. I'm so excited to, like, when I saw that, I was like, what? Is this real? I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's real, guys. So. New Cooper! Oh, I love the Coopers. Love them. So, yeah, that's Riverdale. That was going to be a majority of my show anyway. I knew that going in. And moving on to the FAFSA. The FAFSA, basically, for anyone who doesn't know or wants to know, is a way to get free money for college. And basically, what you do, I actually just did it yesterday, is what you do is... you go online, you sign up for an ID, it's kind of like creating an account, basically, and you go through these, like, series of questions about yourself, kind of, and then you have to add your parents' income, whatever income if you make it, and, you know, just, like, simple stuff, like, what was one? You were... What's the last four digits of your social security number? Stuff like that. And, you know, where you live, so they know, whether or not to give in-state tuition. Just stuff like that. It's actually really easy. It's made up to be this, like, big thing, like, oh, the FAFSA, it takes so much time. Like, it really doesn't. It took me less than, like, an hour. That's, like, not much out of your day, to be honest, to get, like, money for college. Yeah, so it's really nice and everything. Once you do the FAFSA, you can automatically start applying for scholarships and then get more money. So you have the FAFSA that's giving you money, and then scholarships, and then grants you can do, and just free money that's out there that you can get if you, like, answer questions. And answering questions sometimes isn't that bad, so. And even if it is, like, it's all worth it. Like, if you get money for college and you don't have as much debt, amazing. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the FAFSA. Free money, go to college, guys. Or if not, you know, some form of education after high school, or like work study or something like that. But yeah, something. And oh, super exciting update. Okay, it's been like 1,000 years. That's hyperbole, but it feels like it, because I feel so bad. But, I finally finished Trextrovert. I finished it last night, and my heart was happy. So happy, because, oh, I savored it. That's why it took so long, and, like, it was totally worth it. It was different from the Wattpad version. I'm so excited to talk with you guys about it. That's the update. I'm actually not going to talk about it right now. I'm going to save it, and I'm going to talk about it tomorrow, and I'm going to make that a mini episode. Just talk about Trextrovert only. So those of you guys who want to listen to it can, and just enjoy it and everything. So yeah. I'm so excited to talk about that tomorrow. And, yeah, that'll be, the next thing that I do, basically, so. Yes. I can't think of anything else to say. I should think of in like an end quote to put here. Like, besides, like, I'm gonna talk about this on my next episode, and then end quote. End quote. What's a quote that I memorized for school? Sic Parvis Magna! I learned this from the game Uncharted. Sic Parvis Magna means greatness from small beginnings in Latin. So if you guys want to know Latin, there's a phrase that I learned from the video game. Sic, S-I-C, space, P-A-R-V-I-S, space, M-A-G-N-A. Sic Parvis Magna. Yeah, it's by the, it's by the explorer, Sir Francis Drake. And yeah, it means greatness from small beginnings in Latin. And that's one of, the quotes that I try and live by. Besides the fact that I'm a total entertainment nerd and I love video games. And I was considering actually making that one of my tattoos, but, you know. People move on. I made a different decision. I'm gonna hopefully get a tattoo soon, and I'll probably be nerdy, because it's probably gonna make my first tattoo Star Wars, but you know. Anyway, yeah, so Sic Parvis Magna, guys. And thank you for listening. Bye!